Welcome to Briggs Stadium in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Ray Coleman. Batting second. The shortstop, Tom Upton. Batting third. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Don Lenhart. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Dick Kokos. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Snuffy Sternweiss. Batting eighth. The first baseman, Hank Arft. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Johnson. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Don Johnson. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Johnny Lapon. Batting second. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting third. The left fielder, Pat Mullen. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Don Callaway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Aaron Robinson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Hal Newhouser. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Hal Newhouser. And now, play ball. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth. Upton reaches second base with a double. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss takes first base on ball four. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it, steps on third, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon hits a line drive towards short. Upton reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sternweiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart strikes out. One out. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz, who is chasing the ball. Kokos reaches third base with a triple. Snuffy Sternweiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sternweiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kokos scores. It's 1-0, Browns. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wertz. Arft reaches second base with a double. Sternweiss goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Arft moves to third. Two outs. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 0-for-1 in the game. Coleman hits a fly ball into right center field for a base hit. Arft scores. It's 3-0, Browns. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Upton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. Groth reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. There goes Groth trying to get to home. Coleman throws the ball into Moss, who tags Groth, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Pretty moves to second. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. Callaway reaches second base with a double. Pretty scores. It's 3-1, Browns. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 0-for-1 in the game. Lenhart hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kokoz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokoz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Kokoz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Summers now playing second base. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser hits a ball on the ground for a single. Johnny Lepon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepon is 0-for-1 in the game. Lepon hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Newhouser moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell bunts towards the mound. Johnson fields it and throws to first for the out. Newhouser moves to third. Lepon moves to second. One out. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-1 in the game. Mullen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz is 0-for-1 in the game. Wertz hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Moss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Arft hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a fly ball into center field. Coleman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Callaway moves to third. Hal Newhouser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newhouser is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Newhouser hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Arf settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman strikes out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Upton hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Len Hart fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0 for 2 in the game. Mullen hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 2 in the game. Wirtz hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Len Hart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 2 in the game. Wood hits a pop-up towards first. Callaway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Kokos hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. the Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Groth hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. Groth reaches second base with a double. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Groth moves to third. One out. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Callaway takes first base on ball 4. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Callaway moves to second. Two outs. Charlie Keller pinch hits for Hal Newhouser. Charlie Keller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keller takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hank Borowy now pitching. Bill Summers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summers is 0-for-1 in the game. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Arft is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Arft is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Arft hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Kell takes first base on ball 4. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 0-for-3 in the game. Mullen hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Coleman. Mullen reaches second base with a double. Kell moves to third. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-3 in the game. Wirtz hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Groth hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Summers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Summers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Ray Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Coleman hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Upton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Upton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Upton hits a pop-up towards the mound. Borowy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Moss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lapon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Callaway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Callaway is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Callaway hits a pop-up towards short. Upton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Aaron Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Ginsburg pinch hits for Hank Borowy. Joe Ginsburg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ginsburg hits a fly ball into left field. Coco settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Browns will come to bat. Hal White now pitching. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mullen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lenhart hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dick Kokos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kokos is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Kokos hits a line drive into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Johnny Lapon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lapon is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Lapon hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lenhart fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Kell hits a line drive towards third. Lenhart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pat Mullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Mullen hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-4 in the game. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Arf scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 3, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Briggs Stadium in Detroit.